It's a Normal or Nuts Friday. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Steve Bakken is here, and we have a very, 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 very simple question for you today. What's normal? What's nuts? That's kind of our Friday fun. We're going to throw out a couple of different stories, and by the way, welcome others as well. It's a Friday free-for-all, so jot this telephone number down, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email us, studio@clearchannel.com, studio@clearchannel.com. I'll tell you what's nuts, the Vikings opener. The Vikings opener on the 9th of August, that's what's nuts. Maybe I'm nuts because I just gave you the wrong email address, didn't I? studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address. You can also go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. A couple of things can happen there. You can submit comments to us right there, nice and easy on the website, even anonymously if you choose. You can also find links to our Facebook page and to our Twitter account. whatsonyourmindradio.com. And the telephone number is 800-228-0550. We flipped the coin, so I'm starting today. And in answer to the question, what's on my mind, I need a little help from the audience here. Steve and I talked about this story last night. We talked about it again earlier this morning before the show. And he thinks I'm completely nuts. Completely off the rails nuts. And I'm thinking it's in the way I'm conveying my feelings about the story that is causing Steve to think I'm nuts. Maybe I'm not. So I'm going to try to explain it just a little bit differently here and share this story with you. And then we're going to let you weigh in on this. And then Steve will tell us what's on his mind. Okay? Sound good? Here's the story. This actually was on the Today Show. CNBC picked this up. It's a personal finance story. The headline is, "Worried About Finances? Parents opt for one and done." You ready, Steve? I'm going to try and explain this one more time so you can scream and holler at me. You ready?
Yeah, I am here now.
You're going to start screaming and hollering at me soon here, right?
Probably.
Okay, all right. Here's the story. I want to explain. I know. I just, for everybody else's benefit, here it is. The weak economy of the past 5 years could end up exacerbating a long-term trend toward more one-child families, as the cloud of financial uncertainty causes some parents to fret about the burden of taking on everything from daycare costs to college tuition for more than one child. The percentage of women who reach ages 40 to 44 and have given birth to just one child has risen sharply over the past decades. It's common for people to have fewer babies when the economy slumps and the current recession and recovery has coincided with a sharp drop in the nation's fertility rate. This recession and recovery has been particularly prolonged. No one yet knows when or if Americans will feel confident enough about their finances to have as many kids as they might have had if the recession had not occurred. A family demographer at the Carsey Institute says this recession seeped into everybody's lives in ways the past recessions didn't. That could mean women run out of time to have more children, even once they feel more financially comfortable. For parents who spent years under the cloud of the weak economy, the prospect of adding another child to feed, clothe, and send to daycare and to college can seem particularly foreboding. Now, they quote a couple of people in here, and their stories grab my attention here. One is Katie Kreiner. She's 36. She said, quote, "It's very scary to think that I could be bringing a child into the world and then be going to the food bank." Kreiner and her husband have a six-year-old son. She said they always talked about a family that included two or three kids. But Kreiner, who grew up in a family that sometimes struggled to afford basics like shoes, said the couple also wants the kind of life that allows for things like a camping trip in the summertime, a college fund for their son, and eventual retirement. About 3 years ago, she became pregnant for a second time, but she had a miscarriage after her appendix burst. The couple still paying off the credit card debt and medical bills they accrued when she had to miss work for surgeries and recovery, forced them to live paycheck to paycheck. "We have nothing extra in the budget," she said. A few weeks ago, she learned she's going to be losing her job in leadership at a call center by the end of the year. "The financial hits have only added to the feeling that it would be a financial mistake to have another child." But Kreiner, who lives in Boise, Idaho, admits it's also a bit heartbreaking. "Every time I see a baby, I swear that my uterus hurts." This is her words. "I'm like, look at that baby. I really want one of those," she said. Here's another mom, Sherry Atkinson, 27. Story reads, she grew up in a home where money was scarce. There were eight kids in her family, and Atkinson said that meant there were times when they couldn't pay the light bill. or even know what they would eat. Now, she's a parent herself, said she's grateful that her husband has a good job and that as a graduate student, she's on a path to getting a stable job in the education field. But with student loan debt hanging over her head, she also said she worries about having another child that would put her young family in a precarious position. I feel thankful, and at the same time, I also feel like I'm not going to do anything that could make me feel tight. Lives in Indiana. Said she isn't the type of woman who grew up fantasizing about being a mom, but now that she has a child and enjoys it, she says that would really happily have a second child if money wasn't an issue. We want to add to our family, but we are responsible people. If having another child is going to put us into a financial crisis or make us dependent on others, we're not willing to do it. Even parents who are doing well financially now say that the Great Recession has caused them to think and worry more about debt and other financial issues than generations before them. One last mom quoted here, Miranda Dillon, said before she became a mom, her and her husband always thought their ideal family would include two children. They had a son, Eli, about 2 years ago. She started taking a hard look at the cost of everything from diapers and sports equipment to eventually the cost of sending their son to college. And she said, we just started thinking about the future and everything we wanted him to have. And slowly but surely, it just became really, really obvious. This may be our only one. The story goes on, but you get the gist of it. I read that story and my heart became sick. You know why?
Why, Scott?
It seems so transactional that we're more worried about a camping trip and sports equipment and stuff than we are about the joys of raising a family and children. Am I nuts?
You are absolutely certifiably nuts. Scott, it's about quality of life. You know, if they can afford to have one kid and have all those memories and the camping trips and the things for that child, great. If they can't do it for two, then don't have another child. What's going to happen? You're going to wind up having more kids than you can afford. What happens then? You wind up on social programs. You and I wind up paying for that child or children.
Well, no. let me say this.
I commend them for making the right, responsible decision. Are you saying couples, married couples, are supposed to just be baby factories?
I don't believe I said that. No, I said these stories, these personal stories, these people smacked of me of a transactional decision that says, well, I'm more worried about my retirement and camping trips and stuff than I am worried about what would really be, just a God-given ability to bring kids into this world and have a family. And yeah, maybe if you have two or three versus one, you know, you're not going to have as many things and stuff as you would as two or three. Now, let me just... Because I think a place you're going is to suggest that I'm suggesting that, you know, people just flood the zone here and have tons of kids and, you know, then have to go on welfare. I'm not. I'm talking about people that are literally getting out the balance sheet and saying, well, more sports equipment, less camping trip, maybe can't buy a bigger house or a lake house. I think we're going to have one child. I'm saying that's the category. I'm saying a world in which we say, hey, I want more stuff, so I have to have less kids. That's transactional. That's what I worry about. Not somebody being responsible and saying, if I have another child, I'll need to rely on government to live. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it seems to me we've lost our way here. You know, I mean,
what's wrong with somebody making a conscious decision to have a quality of life that's good for them, good for their children? What? Are you saying somebody shouldn't have an Escalade if they want to have an Escalade just so they can have another child? Okay, roll that down. Well, maybe if they rode a bus and didn't have a car, then they could have another child. Maybe that's the solution. Where do you draw that line, Scott? Somebody makes a conscious decision to be financially responsible when it comes to having children. Kudos to them. You're nuts.
Well, we probably need to have a whole separate discussion about quality of life. I think quality of life to me is I'm getting ready to be put in a pine box, hopefully many years from now. I bet would have a lot more to do with memories of, kids and family moments and birthday parties and that first little walk and that first little talk and all those things than it would be an Escalade. Which I've never had, actually. But, a bigger truck or, you know, things you like, right? But that you can do without. To me, that's quality of life. This just, more than anything, sounded very transactional to me.
No.
And that was sad. Responsible, is good. I'm not suggesting people be irresponsible about decisions like this. But I'm suggesting that it seems like we've lost our way in what's important.
Now, if you want to pigeonhole the people off into the corner that live by the mantra, he who dies with the most toys wins, or it's all about the biggest bank account when you die, I'll let you have that one. I will let you have that. But worrying about your retirement and being comfortable so that you can have a retirement and actually have time and financial wherewithal to enjoy your grandchildren later or great-grandchildren later, what is wrong with that?
Folks, you get to decide who's normal and who's nuts here, and we welcome your calls at 800-228-0550. We'll find out which one Steve's all revved up about today so you can use him as a little bit of a punching bag, too. I think the Interior Department taking credit for the economy of the state of North Dakota might be right up there. What do you think? What's on your mind and your calls next?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550
all right, what do we got going on?
And tell us what's on your mind.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Friday, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. This is What's on Your Mind, and we'd like to know. I want to hear you tell Scott that he's nuts. Scott, you're nuts on this one. It's quality of life, not quantity of life. And if somebody says that, hey, we can only afford one child or two child or three children, good for them. Kudos. Not baby factory married people. Scott, you're nuts. You're absolutely nuts. You know, one of the things I'm nuts about today is I don't understand this, but the federal government's trying to claim that they're the reason for our prosperity. North Dakota's boom is the federal government. Where did they get that idea?
You know, mind not Daily News will find about this, and I thought they did a fabulous job.
Yeah, I mean, forget the oil boom and pay no attention to the centuries-old tradition of North Dakota being one of the nation's ag leaders. An economic report released this week by the Federal Interior Department, and they were just here, right? Says the department plays a major role in our state's economy. Creates some 35,000 jobs, contributes $6.9 billion to North Dakota. agencies under the direction of the Interior Department include the Bureau of Land Management and the National Park Service. Well, we can shut down the oil wells and we can quit farming and ranching, and apparently we're just fine with the federal government taking care of us.
Shameless. It's really kind of just totally kooky, and obviously how this works, you know, an Interior Secretary comes to the state to put out a press release, hey, pat ourselves on the back here, and never mind all that private investment, never mind all the real boom of the Bakken, which is, of course, private lands, right? And by the way, try and actually get a permit for federal lands, and might as well take a long, Rumpelstiltskin-like nap, because it takes way longer than it should, even though they keep promising, oh, it's going to get better, it's going to get better. So on this one, we're on the same page. That is nuts, for sure. 800-228-0550. Here's some responses. First of all, on the issue that I brought up, one emailer says that my problem is I've been watching the Today Show. Actually, I saw this, I think it was I forget where I picked it up, but it was a CNBC a story linked in some newspapers. So I wasn't watching the Today Show for that emailer. He thought I was nuts for that reason. Heidi says, it's always a good thing to have a house full of children. We are two and done. Sorry, we're not part of the minority group that gets to get paid to come here and have 12-plus kids. Caucasians will be the minority the way we're going. Chad says, I appreciate the fact they know when enough is enough. I've heard too many folks complain about their kids cramping their style. Better to have a number that you can handle. Well, again, kids cramping their style is kind of the sentiment that disturbed me, and the reason I brought that up, because I picked up a strain of, another kid, we have to buy more sports equipment. Another kid can't afford to go on a camping trip. Another kid, maybe we'll have a less cushy retirement. And anybody that talks about kids cramping their style, to me, is losing sight of what is most important in life. That's all I was trying to say. That it becomes so transactional. I mean, think of our grandparents and great-grandparents.
Well, Nicole weighs in. She says money can't buy love, and kids need love first. Right. It's that simple. And you give them the love, and you give them a high quality of life, and if you can't afford to have more children, then don't have more children. And you know what? That's good parenting and responsible adulthood, knowing when enough is enough.
Chad says, what I hear and see from a lot of folks who have quite a few kids is that they imply those with only one or two are selfish. That's ridiculous. How could it be selfish to not create something? I didn't use the term selfish, but priorities would be the words. I mean, I guess selfish means I want a bigger house, I want a bigger car, I want a lake place, I want it before I, you know, want children. Maybe that'd be, I'm more worried about, you know, those things.
First of all, what's wrong with that? First of all, and this isn't the argument, but what is wrong with that? If you want to have those things in your life, great. I don't have children. I probably won't have children. You, however, have children, and you're a good dad. You're a good, responsible parent. You and Maria take care of your children, and you provide for your children. I don't have children. I am not married. It just, that's the way the cards fell. Does that make me a bad person? But
no,
I don't have children, so
no,
hey,
you don't hear me saying that. I'm talking about individuals that are in this camp of having one child and saying, oh, the economy's bad, so I can't have two because we'd have to have less stuff. I'm not talking about people that, you know, again, and I'm not also suggesting people are free to make a decision. I'm just saying it's kind of a sad indictment on where we are and what's important. Let's see what others think. Who's normal? Who's nuts here? Barry's traveling Highway 2 today. Barry, your take.
I kind of laugh here because, you know, these people talk about retirement. Social Security is going broke. They'll have less people paying in, so good luck to them.
So have more kids and worry less about the retirement, because you're not going to get it anyway?
you got to have enough to at least, you know, break even, I guess.
Well, it's an investment.
Yeah, it's kind of like investment, but you are right in some ways. People are more worried about themselves now than ever. It doesn't matter whether it's kids or whatever. It's all about me, and it's not necessarily the older generation. It's the ones, and even my children, that are in their 20s and 30s. It's all about me. You guys have a good day.
Thanks very much. Just remember, Barry, the more kids you have, the better opportunity you have for having one that picks out a good home for you when you're older. So 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to email us. Trevor and Williston, what's on your mind today?
Oh, not much. The kid thing, you know, it's up to them. It really doesn't matter. Because trust me, I know plenty of people who have kids who should have really thought twice before they did that.
True. And when you say it's up to them, not suggesting that we have some sort of a federal mandate that says how many you can have because it's better. It's everybody's free will. I'm only reacting to the testimony of folks in this story that suggests that because of the economy, they're saying, oh, we're going to have only one because we want to have more stuff.
Well, not just we want to have more stuff. I mean, if you're financially responsible enough to actually know, trust me, having a kid, I've got four of them, trust me, having a kid is not cheap. And as long as you're smart enough to know where you're at in your finances, you can back it up. You can do whatever you want, I guess.
Now, Trevor, let me ask you this question. I have a question to Trevor. He's got four kids, all right? If you had one instead of four, there'd be a lot more for you and your wife and that child, right?
Yes.
But I'll bet it'd be pretty tough for you to say which of the memories that come from three of the other kids would you want to do without.
Yeah, I would have looked at it the other way. If I had chose not to have the other three, I wouldn't have those memories wouldn't have been there. If we had chosen to stop at one, we probably would have been just as happy. It just would have been less memories with the one, or more, depending on how you look at it, more vacations and whatnot than we do when we have all four in a row.
You still have the memories. Have you cut back with four kids? Have you made sacrifices? Yes or no? We're up against the break.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of things that we don't do that we could do that because we have the four kids.
But you're responsible, right?
Thanks, Trevor. It's an interesting take. More after this. Normal or Nuts Friday.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website. gtmwt.com or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll talk a little bit about NFL coming up in just a few minutes. Also, we'll get to more of your phone calls. Normal or nuts, is it responsible to have one child? You know, I'm waiting for that argument to come up, Scott, on whether women or not should just stay home and not be a breadwinner either. You know, we touched on that a couple months back, but this discussion leads right into that, doesn't it?
No, I'm not talking about people who cannot afford children. I'm talking about people who can afford them but are choosing stuff over kids. And the transactional, I want a camping trip, I want a car, I want a, so I can have more for that one child than have others, saying, wow, what are you missing because of the... You know, it's transactional, and that's what I'm talking about. And so I think I'm maybe being a little bit misunderstood here, but that's okay. You can call me nuts. That's what the show's for. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'll tell you what else is nuts. It's the 9th of August, and we have a football game tonight. The Minnesota Vikings, for crying out loud.
Football.
Seems a little early for that. Let's get to the phones. Carl Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, good morning. I guess I'm lucky to be here. My dad told me one time because I think we came from, I don't know, the 15th or the 18th, from a 62 or a 65-year-old father. And I think the last three were with Ole Larson's daughter, 16th, 17th, 18th. On the Internet, I see those people... say they're real glad you didn't quit at 15. But anyway, we heard mine and ours. We used to have 12 kids, and we'd go somewhere in the car. If we went to grandma's, the big kids sit on the bottom, the next one's on their lap, and the third crew, the real small ones, kind of just filter back and forth between the front and back seats, about leveled off. But nowadays, three or four of them now, at that time, would have to be in some kind of car seat, sitting way up in the air, and then the big kids would have to sit on top of them, and I suppose you'd have to stop every 15 minutes in case you'd suffocated one of the little ones with the big ones on top of them. I mean, it might sound a little silly, but I mean, you think, you know, I don't know how a person would even do it nowadays with some of the rules and regulations and the way they look at things. I guess they don't realize that sometimes people do have a lot of kids, and we've had wonderful memories and going camping. What's the difference if you got a whole, like a Boy Scout camp or for just a few, the more the merrier, I think. So
I'm with you, Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, think of where we've come from, what you describe as a childhood, to, I think we better just stop at one. I mean, I don't think that's a better America. That's all I'm trying to say. If that makes me nuts, call me nuts. Plant it on my forehead. That's fine. It's okay.
You're nuts.
Who's next?
Let's go to Merle and see if he calls you nuts. Merle on Highway 2, where are you calling from today, Merle?
Yeah, good morning. I'm kind of with Scott on this one here.
Oh, geez.
I'd like to give a little bit of a biblical perspective. I see that God always says, go ahead and multiply. He said that to Adam and Eve, and then he said to Noah, go ahead and multiply. He never says that you have to be careful not to have too many children. So God is not ever worried about overpopulating the earth. And then in Psalms it says, Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them talking about children. So he says happy is the person that has a lot of children. And as far as children compared to money, it says love is, or the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. So children compared to money, children are worth a jillion times more than another dollar.
And, so Merle, then we should just... Yeah. To have kids, don't worry about the money. The government will take care of us. The taxes will pay for those kids that we can't afford because we should just keep having kids. That's what we should do. Just married couples should be baby factories, right?
Holy buckets. He put a few things in your mouth there, Merle.
Well, my wife and I have five children, and they're all married. We have 10 grandchildren. So if we would have just had one and then that's only fun.
Well, Merle, you have...
We wouldn't have any grandchildren, or maybe we'd have one. So we are really blessed to have our children and our grandchildren.
Merle, God bless you for having five kids. Why didn't you have 10?
Well, my wife had 3 miscarriages. I guess we could have had 8, but God gave us 5.
Well, you should have had 10, though.
No, Steve, come on, that's offensive.
Pick a number.
This started with a conversation about whether it is a good place to be where you're saying, I am not going to have more than one child because of finances. It's not about, let's have, everybody ought to have a dozen kids. You're taking it to a place that, it started by saying, wow. A story that chronicled 3 individuals who said, one and done, because I want to have more stuff for them and more memories, and, any more, I can't afford that. That's where it started. Not have 20. Not have 30. Not have, the transactional decision of saying, I'm going to have one and be done because of the economy is what worries me. Because what are they missing? By saying, I've got to limit myself to one. What are they missing? That's all I'm saying.
We have to look to God to provide for us, not necessarily through the government or whatever. But like I said, God is never worried about people having too many children, I don't think. And so I think we have to put our trust in Him.
Well, you can't go wrong there, Merle. I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. It kind of, when you talk about turning to the government to provide, Steve, that goes to this story. We're going to talk to Kelly Schmidt, the state treasurer, the keeper of the checkbook in North Dakota. And folks must have figured out that Kelly's the keeper of the checkbook because evidently they're writing and emailing and saying, hey, you got a lot of money, so give me some.
I got to find out if that works because I'm going to start writing her letters too. I got her email address, so I will send her a couple emails.
I hope she brings a few of these emails and letters in because that's pretty much nuts. And that dovetails on this, what we're kind of stuck chatting about here today. Because I'm the takers and the makers. The taker says, you've got money, so give me some. And, the idea that, okay, well, I'm going to have 5 kids and then you provide for me, government, because you've got the money to do it. I'm not suggesting that in any way, shape, or form. I hope you're not. It's kind of what you were throwing at Merle's way there that I thought was unfair because I don't. It's not that. It's okay.
I just want to know the number, Scott. Where do you pick a number? If somebody decides that, hey, we can afford to have one kid and we're going to have a quality of life with that child. We're going to take that kid on hunting trips and fishing trips and camping, and we're going to treat that child and make sure that they grow up in a very nurturing home and have amenities within that home. If we're going to do that for that child, we are going to stop with one child. Otherwise, some of those amenities are going to go away, and that child is going to have a lesser quality of experiences growing up.
That's the transactional part I'm talking about.
Pick a number.
That smacks to me of
what's the number, Scott?
A dangerous conversation.
What's the number? One kid, has 2 kids, 3 kids, 4 kids? I guess we shouldn't worry about retirement. Well, if you don't have retirement, you got to work until you're dead. You're not going to have time to enjoy your grandkids or your great-grandkids when you're older.
By the way, we could all afford a lot more kids if the government would quit taxing us so much. And, and by the way, everybody be responsible for their own children and not relying on the government to do it.
Or if we can quit paying for kids that people shouldn't be having.
Or just, again, have those individuals take care of those kids rather than relying on a government to do it. Ron,
you're
and Bismarck,
nuts.
You better settle this debate quick, Ron. You're up.
Yeah, better settle this. This bothers me because when you look at the beginning of the Bible, it talks about, I have put you on earth to propagate the earth and to fill it and whatever. So if their quality of life is maybe camping in the backyard with all eight of us because we love each other rather than going here, going there, then it's what God has given us. Now, there was a fellow in town a few years ago. He spoke at the governor's prayer breakfast, and he was a Native American from Washington State. And number one, he said, if we would have had better immigration laws when you all came, you wouldn't be here. We all laughed. But then he said, you better also be mindful within 25 to 30 years you're going to be the minority, because the whites in America at that time were having 1.6 kids per family, and the coloreds, and he used every branch out there, were having 6 kids per family. So he was saying, you're going to be the minority, so be prepared for that to come. And I'm not judging how many kids we should have by whether or not we're the minority, but what God gives us is his blessing, and we will raise them the best we can and have a wonderful quality of life.
So we should have a race, and we should be about producing as many children as we can, because it's a race, and he who gets to the finish line wins.
You just took that wrong. It is not a race. It is a what God has given us, we will take and we will love them and maybe just camp in the background and walk down to the fishing hole.
Well, look back into the 1800s when people would have 10, 12 kids because they knew they were going to lose 4 or 5 of them. Well, you don't lose 4 or 5 of them now.
But God gave them their 18. God gives us our 18. Praise God. It's he who gives us that ability to reproduce. Not our own. There's sperm donors out there, believe me, but not what God does. So,
and if that's your decision and you could financially decide to have 18 kids, God bless you. You can go ahead and do that. You know, our very own Mark Armstrong's got like 12 or 14 or 16, lots of kids. But you know what? He can support them. Good for
him. Ron, thank you. We're going to get
a decision.
We want your voices in here. Justin in White Earth, your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Hey, my wife and I, we have 7 children. Before I got married, I asked a friend of ours who had had 12, she now has 90 grandchildren.
Whoa!
I asked her, how did you do it? Because I was interested before I got married. I'd always thought about having a large family. And she said, number one, we never worried about whether we could afford it. She said, if we worried about whether we could afford it, we would have never had any. Now, I believe the truth of it is equal. I don't think that we can deal necessarily with these extremes that we're just going to have children until they come out our ears or have none at all. I think if we worry too much about it, we can convince ourselves never to have any, because we don't know what our finances are going to be in the future. So if you base it on your finances today and think, okay, I may be able to have 5 children now. But later on, you may lose your job and not be able to afford the 5, and you can't downsize. So do you convince yourself that you have none because of all the mites and the what ifs? No, you have the children, and you have faith, and things seem to take care of themselves. I get concerned that we're not necessarily talking about a quality of life, but a lifestyle. I see a lot of people who choose not to have children because they prefer, and it's fine, that's their choice, but they look to having the boat or the extra car or the bigger house. What if you could perhaps tailor back on the number of cars, perhaps not have the big boat, and
bingo.
And
have a
there's nothing
grand
wrong with
Justin.
That, though.
Grand
Justin,
slam,
thank you much.
For Justin.
Steve Buck and back. Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hennin with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time, simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. A normal or nuts Friday. One thing we're forgetting about this before we get back to the phone calls is the fact the last caller brought up a lifestyle, and it's not necessarily a lifestyle or a lifestyle choice, because I'm not married. I don't have children. The last woman I was dating has 4 children. Love them to death. And I would love to have been their father. However, it wasn't in the cards. That's not my decision. And it's not a choice on a lifestyle necessarily, whether you're single or if you got the kids. So let's go back to the phone calls. Tim in Grand Forks, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you guys doing? Wonderful conversation, and I really appreciate the last callers, Merle, Justin, and Ron. It was nice to hear the biblical aspect. I'm Mormon, so I'm a little bit biased at having a million children. But to me, my wife and I, we never really thought about money when we have 4, and we're kind of, well, I'm sort of young. I'm 33, and we're going to probably have a few more, maybe not biologically, maybe adoption. And my point is we never even really thought about money. It was a decision between my wife and I and God. And I don't think there's a one set number. Then we would be like the Chinese. I think it's totally individual for each couple. And I'm not saying single people should have kids either. I think there is a good argument to be made that, for me, I try not to judge people, but here I go. if you don't, if you ever really think about, yeah, I want to have more, a better lifestyle for the kids, I think that's kind of a cop out, because the children I have and the children I will have, we will have, are, their reward, their blessing is innumerable, and you can't even really place it to worldly monetary items. And I think if you feel that you need to have more children, it'll work out. I hope I never think about money before we have a kid, because now that's just me. Are there people that are just baby factoring and whatever? Sure. But for me, I never want to think about money before we think about having children, because it's, I never want to go down that slippery slope.
If it happens, well, it happens.
Tim, well said, Tim. Appreciate the call. Let's get a South Dakota perspective. Jeff in Lemon, your take.
Yeah, I don't really care for kids unless they belong to somebody else, so I don't have to take care of them or pay for them. I like to keep my money for myself because I'm selfish. And yeah, I'm married, but we don't have any kids. But, you know, everyone has their own idea. And I grew up poor, and I know what it's like to be a little kid without money and go to school, and you couldn't have the things that all the rest of the kids had. And I thought that was pretty sad, and I think it was, it's still sad today for people to have a bunch of kids that they can't buy things for. They're looking at it from their perspective, not from the perspective of the poor little kid that doesn't get to have anything. So that's just the way I look at it, and I really don't appreciate paying in a lot of tax money so that the baby factory people can let me pay for their kids either, because that isn't fair.
And I'm with you, Jeff.
Countries that are really, really poor, I'm not saying the United States, but there's countries around the world extremely poor. There's nothing for them to eat, but what do? They still have tons and tons and tons of kids so they can sit around and not have anything. And I personally think it's ridiculous.
Jeff, so thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Brad in Bismarck. What's on your mind?
Hi, you guys do a good job. I've read a bunch of things on how, like, Muslims will breed themselves into power, and basically, in a democracy, you can vote yourself into power once you have enough people. So, if you're not having children as Christians, where does that take us?
So this is almost the national security argument. Well, you know, multiply to make sure that.
Maybe the government should have baby camps then.
There's more of us than there's more of them. But I take your point. I mean, there is, if you look at the trend of us here in the United States and what's happening, people making decisions as they are. Okay, can't afford it, so I'm going to have less. What does that mean, you know, for future generations? I think it's at least a fair point, Brad. Appreciate the call. Daryl Hayes in North Dakota. What's on your mind, Daryl?
Hey, how are you doing? You guys are doing a good job. I'm going to have to agree with this last guy that was on the air, because if you look at the statistics, the rich white people, mostly the rich white females, are breeding themselves out of existence. You know, and I hate to bring up race and poor people and religion, but when you're poor, you don't really care about how many kids you have. And the poor kids themselves, I'm not talking about other countries that are really, really poor. I'm talking about the United States. Those poor kids in the United States don't know that they're poor. They don't know that they're supposed to have a Game Boy and all these fancy electronics. They're just little kids. All they want to do is have fun. You can't tell me that money has a factor on how many kids you're going to have. And in my opinion, it shouldn't have any factor at all on how many kids you're going to have. It's how well you yourself are going to be able to handle those kids, and can you bring them up properly? That, to me, is more important than how much money you got. Are you going to teach these kids how to behave and be responsible and law-abiding kids?
But if you can't afford to get your kids the sneakers with the red swoosh on them so they get picked on and bullied in school, what's that
do? They'll be fine. They'll be fine. They don't, you know, I think that's Daryl's point. Daryl, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We need some moms, Steve, don't we? Sally in East Grand Forks, our first mom to weigh in when we come back, and others welcome as well. And, hey, it's a fun Friday. Any and all topics welcome on a Normal or Nuts Friday, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. More after the news break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.